welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, Dawn Mack. And, wow, we are almost to the end of our week. It is Friday Eve, as I like to call it. I don't even call Thursdays Thursday anymore because I get so ramped up about this time every week. Looking forward to the weekend and knowing that Friday is just around the corner. It's always great on Thursday. So I hope that you've had a great day today. And I must tell you, I'm so glad you're here and you've joined us tonight. Thank you for being with us because you're in for a real treat. I imagine that there are quite a few All My Children fans listening. And we've got a wonderful guest for you. Our special guest, she first appeared as herself, winning the ninth cycle of America's Next Top Model. She has also appeared on multiple national commercials as well as on hit TV series such as The X's, Mr. Box Office, and New Girl. And she currently stars on All My Children as all of our favorites, Cassandra Foster. We are proud to welcome Sal Stowers. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I love your intro.
Oh, well, I can't help but be excited because I think we were chatting before we went live. The fans are just going crazy because when they found out you were going to be on tonight. And so I'm always excited when the fans are excited. It's just, you know, it's just they're so pumped up. And it's just such an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you. I'm honored to be speaking with you. And I love all my fans, so I can't wait to chat with them.
Well, we would definitely be doing that as we go along and interview this evening. I just have to start off by congratulating you on the early success of the relaunch of All My Children. I mean, this has just been phenomenal for the cast and crew. It's been phenomenal for the writers, Prospect Park. I mean, it's been phenomenal for the fans in particular who fought to get the show back. Kudos. Congratulations on the early success. It's just been great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been such a blessing, and I'm just so thankful and honored to be a part of it. Like, our whole family is just so amazing. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better, you know, group of people to be working with. They're just all so lovely.
They are indeed. And, you know, the thing I think that's made it so exciting for the fans this time around, well, I have to tell you, I'm a new fan because before I was always kind of a, I always tell folks this, but I was always a really diehard CBS soap girl. I grew up in that generational type of upbringing where, you know, if your grandmother watched one network of soap, then your mom watched and so forth and so on. It just went down the chain, right? And
right.
So there was so much hype about the relaunch of All My Children and One Life to Live coming back that I was like, you know, I'm a grown-up now. I'm going to check this out, and I am so glad I did because from the first episode on, I have been so hooked. It's just been unbelievable.
Oh, thank you. We won you over.
You certainly did. And the thing about it is what's been neat for me is some of the cast that are on All My Children, and actually, you know, when All My Children, before it left the air, some of them had been on, you know, some CBS soaps. So as I tuned in to the relaunch, it was just so cool to see them in these different roles, but yet being fans of these actors, it was just neat to say, oh, well, at least, you know, I'm getting to see them again on television. It's been awesome. So so talk a little bit about how you were actually tapped for the role of Cassandra Foster.
Wow. Well, you know, it came to me as another audition that I got the opportunity to go out for. And I, you know, I worked on it for a couple of days and I, you know, I worked with my acting coach and I put it on tape and it just went from there, you know, like I got to, you know, I had to do it a couple of times and I got the call that I had, you know, been offered the part and it all just happened from there. And it was just so one of those feelings that like, you just really can't explain, you know, it was just so overwhelming and I was so happy. And 2 weeks later I was in Stanford, you know, we were shooting the promo picture and it just, wow, we were on set. It happened really fast.
That it did. I mean, it was, you know, I know just from a really good friend of mine, she was a diehard AMC fan and One Life to Live fan before. And, you know, as the hype and the talk, you know, was about that you guys were coming back on air, And in the capacity that you were, you know, she kept saying, I won't believe it until it happens. I won't believe it until it happens. And I just, you know, as it got closer to the air date, you know, she still was trying to be skeptical. And I'm like, you can't, believe me, I think it's going to happen. Look at all the people they've got on there. They're announcing they've signed, you know. And it was just hilarious to have those conversations. But, yeah, I mean, it really was like a whirlwind from the time, you know, they officially announced that they were going to do it to the time it happened, you know, especially in the last few months. It was like next thing we knew, there was an announcement that it was coming back and this was the date. So it was like, really? Wow. I understand you guys have just been working like madmen, you know, to get it off the ground and filming back-to-back episodes and so forth.
Oh, my gosh. It's been, you know, because we filmed 5 weeks on, 5 weeks off, and, you know, when we were back there, I mean, it's just so much, you know. We're shooting 100 pages or more a day. Like, it's just, it's so intense, you know. Like, you barely even have time to think. But, you know, like, everyone has been working so hard and bringing their very best to, you know, bring you guys the best and really allow you guys to fall in love with your favorite shows again, you know? Like, that's what we're all here to do. Like, we want to bring you guys the best.
It's coming through. It's coming through on screen. I mean, it is, you know, the early showing of AMC, both with that and When Life Lived being, you know, the number one rated on Hulu, that is incredible. And you know, the fact, the way everyone has just put themselves into the storylines and have made them so believable, it's just been wonderful, and it's a real testament to how hard you've been working to try to make it, you know, to give it your all and to make it be what it is. The fans are ecstatic.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish you could see my screen right now in the chat room. It's just crazy, you know, and not to mention those that are listening that aren't even in the chat room or in the studio waiting to talk with you. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, I'm really curious because I know, you know, as you came into this, it's just been a whirlwind for you. But, you know, Cassandra Foster, I must tell you, in the early weeks of that storyline with you getting kidnapped and the whole, you know, sex trade thing, I mean, that was such a huge undertaking for AMC. That was a big storyline.
Wow.
And I want to commend you because I really fell for you. It was like, I knew it was acting. But, again, I think I speak for a lot of soap fans. When you see something like that, you know, you can't help but go, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. You know, it was so affecting, I thought. And how was it for you to play that? Because did you have to kind of get into a certain mindset, or did you have to kind of block the thought out of what that storyline was about in order to deliver it the way you did? I mean, how did that work?
You know, it's so crazy because even my family, as they watch it, they're just like, they have to stop for a second and be like, okay, wait, she's just acting. It's not real. Those guys aren't really hurting her. It's so funny, you know, but for me, you know, like, this is my job. This is what I love to do. I love telling stories, and this is an amazing story to tell. So I put my everything into this, and every day I kind of just had to, you know, I get outside of my world, and I lived in Cassandra's shoes, and I put everything into it. And, you know, it's not easy to go there. It's really challenging and dark to allow yourself to be that vulnerable, and especially in front of the whole entire crew to, you know, to see these things happening to you. But, you know, I was able to do it. And sometimes, you know, there were days that were challenging me than others, but, you know, I did it, and I was able to come out of it, and just, I would go back to my dressing room. I had my dog on set, so he would, you know, he always makes me laugh, and, you know, Kata McLean would help me, you know, come out of it. And there's just little things that you have to do to bring yourself back to your reality. But I love Cassandra. I love being able to bring awareness to this, you know, this horrible story that's going on around the world.
And it is, and that's why, you know, all my children should be mad props to the writers, because you're right. I mean, this is a worldwide issue that is talked about, but it's kind of talked about in hush-hush terms. And you guys have really put it out there front and center, and it, if nothing else, it's raised awareness. It's got people talking about it. And right. But the thing that I love about you guys being on Hulu now is that, you know, because it's internet-based, there's some things that you can do and there's some topics, you know, such as this, that you can really address in such
right.
a, you know,
yeah.
in such a blunt way that, you know, you may not have been able to present in the same manner on network television because there are so many,
exactly.
you know, legal things and all these things you have to follow. So it's really raising awareness, I believe. And well, I have to ask because I know, you know, when you guys get your scripts and you read, when you read that this was going to be the storyline for Cassandra, what was your first thought?
You know, I first heard it from my manager. You know, they told me that this was going to be my storyline. And then, you know, I got the first script and I was just like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't really know. Like, I was shocked and nervous and excited all at the same time because, yes, this is a great story to be able to tell, you know, like, and it, but then at the same time, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to these like dark places. I'm going to, you know, my head was all over the place. But as soon as I got on set and I met, you know, the guys that I was going to be working with and the other girls, and I just was like, you know what, let's go, like, let's do this. Let's live in this life, you know, and it's been great. It's been really great. And, you know, Sonia and Ginger, our producers, have been so just, you know, they've been so comforting for me for this. And that's been a lot to ask for, you know, like that's to have like people there for you while you're going through this is like, it's amazing, you know, to know that you're loved and it's okay. Like as soon as you're done with this, someone's going to be there to hug you. Like you'll be okay.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
been good.
Definitely.
It's been good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that is one of those things that just truly, I mean, it would definitely make anyone just stop and pause for a moment when they got a script like
yeah.
that. But now, you know, aside from mentally getting your head around the whole concept, I mean, did you have to actually do any preparation for the role? Because, you know, fans and viewers, the first time we saw you was in this. I mean, they just kind of threw you right into
right.
the fire.
Yeah.
Out of the gate. I mean, you know, you've been overseas and you return, and for a few days we're hearing talk and you're missing, and the next thing we know, bam, you know, it's like, oh, no. And so I'm sure there were a lot of viewers out there that had the mixed feelings about, oh, wow, why do this to Cassandra, you know? But the way you played the role has just been, it's just been beautifully done. And it just shows how talented you are. Because I don't know, I personally couldn't do it. I think it would be tough, you know, to kind of get my head in that place, you know?
No, I mean, it's very hard. I remember my first day being on set and, you know, we were shooting some of the scenes and I was just so emotionally just drained and I was just crying. And, you know, it's hard not to feel that way because you're going through so much just, oh, like, you know, like you're being put through so much. And then you think about the young girls and the young boys who are actually going through this in their lives. And it breaks you down, you know, like it's so
mm-hmm.
heartbreaking. And that alone is what helped me to play Cassandra. Just thinking of that and being like, no, like I'm going to, if someone sees this, they're going to know not to get into this. Their eyes are going to be open. Like, I'm going to bring awareness to this story. Like, I'm going to give this my all. And that has been, like, my preparation, you know? Like, I just wanted to,
mm-hmm.
oh, I just put everything into it.
Well, you know, one thing I would like to say is that you have definitely done the storyline justice, and I would love to see you up for an daytime Emmy nom next year, because it cannot be the easiest role in the world to play, and to have to, you know, to have put yourself in the character the way you have, that took a lot. You know, it was just not a matter of showing up and running lines. I mean, this was a really huge undertaking, I think, for any actress because of the subject nature of the storyline. And
yeah,
so I really hope that you will get nominated because you certainly deserve it from what I've seen.
So
it's just
much.
Been brilliant acting. It really has. This is kind of a fun question because we've been talking about this serious storyline. But I want to kind of talk about your character a little bit because if you were tapped for the role, no, I'm sorry. Let me reframe that. If you could describe your character in three words, what would they be?
Oh, man, that's hard. Especially giving everything that she's going through right now. Well, definitely, Cassandra is a fighter. You know, she's definitely a fighter, and she's, oh, man. You know, she loves her family. So fighter, family, and, you know, beyond what she's going through now, you know, she's a young girl. You know, she loves fashion. She loves, oh, she's still, like, in that young woman phase of her life, you know? So there's fighter, there's family, and then there's life. You know, she just loves her life right now. Well, not in this circumstance, but, you know,
true.
Beyond that. Yeah.
Well,
She's definitely,
I think that's great. She definitely has shown that she's a fighter. And I think, you know, one thing that I would say about your character is she's definitely strong. She had to have been strong before this occurred in her life. But the strength that she's gained from going through it, I mean, has really, you know, strengthened her in ways that she probably never even realized, you know, and that's what makes the character so appealing to fans, is to see that show of strength in such great adversity, you know, and
exactly, and that's what she's going through now. She's building that strength up, and that's what she's, you know, she's fighting for. You know, she's fighting to stay strong right now, and that's, you know, that's the greatness about her, and that's what I love about her. You know, I love that about her.
Oh, yeah. I think we all do, quite frankly, because I think it gives all of us, you know, in reality, a quiet courage to know that, you know, in the most dire of circumstances, that there is a strength that we sometimes don't
exactly.
even know we have, that kind of emerges,
exactly.
you know, because we have a moment in these circumstances in time where, you know, we have a decision to make whether we're going to be weak or strong. And, you know, if we're strong, we can overcome it. It may take a while, but we definitely can do that. And I think your character is definitely proving that in the midst of all the things that she's dealing with right now. Well, comparing yourself to your character, what ways would you consider yourself to be alike or different from Cassandra?
I mean, I'm a very strong woman, and I'm definitely a fighter. In my life, we all have our challenges and our obstacles that we go through in life. And, you know, I've had my number of those. I'm always, you know, like, I always find that strength in me just to, like, push forth to whatever I'm doing and give 100% to everything. And, you know, I love my family. Like, I love fashion. There's just, you know, we're so similar in a lot of ways that it's just, it was just meant for me to come to all my children and play Cassandra, you know, like it's just, I'm her, you know, in so many different ways. And I think her strength is my strength and my strength is her strength, you know, and that is who I am as, and you know, my personal life, that's who I am. I'm such a strong fighter.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now, before we open up the phone lines, I do want to talk with you very briefly about your time on America's Next Top Model, because, you know, I think that's kind of how the world kind of got to know you first, was seeing
right.
you on
yeah.
there and you know, competing. And so, and of course, obviously, that is a whole world of difference from what you're doing on All My Children. But talk
right.
a little bit about that experience.
Oh, man, it seems like that was just so long ago. But, oh, gosh, that was such, you know, one of the casting directors, you know, she scouted me. Literally within, like, a week, you know, I was going to go audition for it. I made it into, like, you know, the top 100, and then I made it into the casting week. And then next thing I knew, we were flying to Puerto Rico, and we were doing casting week, and it was so crazy, you know. I was doing a little bit of modeling before, and, you know, I had always wanted to get into modeling when I was younger. It was just one of those things where everyone I meet was like, oh, you know, you're so tall, you should get into modeling. And, you know, I finally was like, okay, like, I'll do it. So being on the show and making it that far, like, it is so not that easy to make it that far. Like, you are so stressed out on that show. It's just, you know, there's so many beautiful girls, and, you know, you're just put in these situations where you're like, oh, my gosh, like, how am I going to get through this? But at the same time, it's just, it's the best experience of your life. You know, like, you just, I had so much fun in there, and I met some amazing friends who I still talk to this day, and, you know, I got to travel with them, and that was great. And, you know, the photo shoots were crazy, but, I mean, they were fun, you know. Like, you get to dress up and just do these crazy shoots that you would never think of doing, you know. And I have, you know, my favorite one to this day was definitely being able to shoot on the Great Wall of China. Like, that is a memory that I will have forever.
Oh, wow.
One of the best. It's just like, I mean, you're on the Great Wall of China. Like, how, you know, like that. It's just one of those things where it's like, wow, I'm really here, you know? But it was a great experience in my life. Like, I learned a lot about myself. It really showed, you know, my courage and my strength. And, you know, like, you're competing with 13 other girls in a house that has 2 bathrooms, you know? Like, you're sharing a room with each other. So it brings out your true character, and it shows, you know, who you are in these, like, moments where you're just like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go crazy. But it was great, and, you know, that finale episode was just, like, I just remember, you know, being in the Forbidden City and just scared out of my mind, like, not knowing, like, what, you know, Tyra was going to say. Like, that was just, my head was pounding that day.
Oh, yeah.
But it was great, you know. It was definitely a great experience. Like, it, you know, it really was. And I still talk to the casting director who scouted me on the show. Like, she's actually one of my best friends. So, you know, it was a great time. It was a really great time in my life.
That is so awesome. And of course, you know, you were awesome on there. And, you know, and thinking about you on All My Children Now and the role that you've been playing, in what ways do you think that, you know, America's Next Top Model prepared you for your role on All My Children?
Always, you know, you always have to put your best foot out there no matter what. Like, there's always competition in this life, you know, so you always have to give it your best. You always have to be prepared for the opportunity, and that, you know, Top Model did teach me that, like, always be prepared. You know, and with that, like, you know, I was prepared to play Cassandra, but also just, you know, allowing my fears to be released and just giving up my fears and just diving into the water with the sharks, you know, because what else do you have, you know, like, just get in there and do it, you know, like, life is short, like, this is your dream, so go take it, go do it, you know, and that being on Top Model, it really gave me that fearless, courageous attitude just to go in there, have fun, you know, give it my best, and, you know, we'll see what happens from there. So I took a lot away from Top Model because, I mean, you're in front of judges, you're getting criticized, you know, every week about the challenges, about your shoot, and so now you're putting a different situation where, you know, you're acting in front of all these people, but you're not being, you know, like, there's not that much pressure on you as there was in Top Model because I'm competing to win, you know? So it was a really different fight. I learned so much from that show, definitely, so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are so glad that you are on All My Children and playing the role that you are. You're doing such a phenomenal job, and the fans are just
so
elated. I'm so glad you're back. I mean, the show is back because it's given me a new show to watch. And two of my favorite soaps, you know, on CBS went away. So this has been such a nice replacement, and I've so enjoyed watching these soaps. And I love the fact they're on Hulu because if I miss an episode, I can watch it, you know, at any time. So
that's
always a good thing. So it's brilliant what Prospect Park has done, and I'm so excited for the early success because I have every confidence that you guys are going to be around for a very long time. So I don't think the fans are going to let anything happen at this point. So,
but
if you've got time, I know they're ultimate, and we have fans waiting to speak to you. If you have time to take a few calls, we'd love to connect you to a few fans.
Oh, most definitely. I love them. I would love to speak with them.
All right, great. Well, first up, we've got Pam. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, Sal. How are you both?
Hi, Pam.
Oh,
good. How are you?
Great.
I want to agree with everything Dawn has said about you. They definitely hired the right girl to play Cassandra. I mean, in your scenes, I have been crying, actually, seeing Cassandra go through all that.
Aww.
It's got to be hard for you to get all that emotion out. I can't imagine doing that myself. What I want to ask you was, growing up, did you watch any soap operas? And if you did, what ones did you watch?
You know, I did, but I kind of was, you know, I watched what my family was watching. So I was watching, you know, Young and the Restless. I was watching a little All My Children. I was watching General Hospital. But I never, you know, when I didn't really watch them daily. I would just, you know, I would come home after school and my grandma or my aunts would have, you know, would have the soaps on and I would just sit down and watch them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking. I'll go because I know you got some other calls here. And I enjoy
you,
Cassandra, very much. And anytime next year, you better be up for an award.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for your support and, you know, all the love that you guys are giving Cassandra. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me.
Well, we all love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you. Bye, Dawn.
Bye, Pam. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Up next, we've got Enrique. Enrique, you're on with Sal.
Hi, Sal.
Hi, Enrique. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm just, you know, rewatching some All My Children from this week. And like I say on Twitter, you rock it.
I'm like, is this the Enrique that's always tweeting me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hello there.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I do agree with everyone else that I'm pretty hopeful that you'll get an Emmy nomination for next year because that storyline is so powerful and your performance is amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't even treat, like, that's just, that would be so amazing. I love Cassandra and I love putting, you know, my whole soul into this for you guys. And it means so much that, like, you guys feel everything that I went through, you know, and it's just it just makes me feel really good. And I really appreciate, you know, all of your kind words that you've been saying on Twitter and just, you know, just to hear you now as well. Like, I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, likewise. And how was it when you first met Debbie Morgan and Darnell Williams?
I just love them. I love them so much. And I call Debbie my mama bear. Like, she's just amazing. They're so sweet, and they were just very welcoming of me. And, you know, this last time we were back at Stanford, we spent a lot of time together. And they're, you know, they are amazing. Like, they're just their spirits and just who they are. They're so funny, you know. Like, I just love being around them. They always, you know, lift you up. I just love them.
And not only that, you know, I kind of hope that Darnell does, like, the dual role and plays Cassandra's real father, Jacob, because that will be interesting to see him and Jesse in the scene together.
That would be amazing. I hope they would do that, you know. Cassandra, you know, she does need her father, so that would be awesome. We'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe he'll be coming.
So I'm going to let you go, and, you know, best wishes to you, and I can't wait. Really glad that the dispute's over and that you're back filming in August. Can't wait to see more of All My Children.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm sending you much love, and, you know, thank you for, you know, you've been so amazing. I love all of your tweets, so thank you. Thank you for being such a great, you know, fan and welcoming me to All My Children. It means a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, Enrique. Take care. Well, Sal, it has been just such a treat having you with us this evening, and you're such a delightful person. I would love to have you back on the show anytime because I
Thank
have a
you
feeling
so
that. I have a feeling as All My Children continues to unfold and the storyline continues to unfold, we're going to have a lot to talk about moving forward. So I would love to talk about that or any other projects that you might venture off and do, you know, in the near future. So
I would love
and I'm sure
to
the fans,
you anytime.
I'm sure the fans wouldn't mind, believe me. So,
I try to keep up with them on my Twitter, but, you know, I can only do so much. But
that's so
it's
true.
Been great
that's
to
so
speak
true.
With
well,
them.
And you are awesome for taking the time to be with us and to talk with them and to just, you know, respond and communicate with them on Twitter and social media. That is, I think it's just really neat when, you know, when a celebrity does that because it means a lot to the fans. And
they're why we're here, you know, like we're nothing without our fans, you know, we need that fan base, that loyalty from them. And that's, you know, that's what I want to give to them. I always want to speak to them or, you know, any way that I can. Like, I'm always going to be here. They're amazing, you know. They're so sweet. I just love them.
They are. And you are a sweetheart indeed. Well,
our
best to everyone and all my children. Please tell them hello and congratulations again on such a successful relaunch. And the success of the show is just through the roof at the moment. And the fans are going to continue to keep spurring you guys on. So we will look forward to continuing to watch some phenomenal acting and great storylines coming out of All My Children.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on today. It was such a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Likewise, we definitely look forward to it. Well, take care. Enjoy your weekend, and we can't wait to see you. You know, you guys get back to work in August, so we can just have some more great All My Children coming real soon.
You definitely will. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day, and I love you guys all.
All right. All right. Take
Thank
care.
You.
We love you, too. God bless.
You, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. She is undoubtedly one of the nicest people we've ever had on our show. We've had a lot of nice people, but what a sweetie. She is Sal Stowers, if you were late joining us, playing the role of Cassandra on All My Children. I mean, my gosh. The storyline is phenomenal, and I'm telling you, if you've not tuned in yet, what is wrong with you? No, I'm kidding, but it's a great show. I mean, the relaunch has just been phenomenal, and the writers, everyone is to be applauded for the great job that everyone is doing to make the show a success thus far. And I know the fans are thrilled. I'm a new fan, and I love the show, and so I now understand why so many of you out there who have been diehard AMC fans for so long, why there was so much excitement and hype when the word, you know, when the buzz started about they're coming back, they're coming back. So now I understand it, and I'm very glad to be a new viewer and a fan. So, again, we want to thank our special guest, Sal Stowers, for being with us this evening. And if we did not get your call, unfortunately, we just didn't have a lot of time, as much time as we wanted, but we will be happy to have her back, and we will announce that far in advance, and maybe we'll just take a show-up call, nothing but fan calls. So anyway, thank you so much for being with us tonight. It is always a pleasure having you with us. If you're brand new to our program, welcome aboard, and we certainly hope that this will not be your last time here. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at BT Mike Radio. We also have a Facebook page, Behind the Mic Radio. And, of course, you can always visit our website, behindthemicradio.com, for all the up-to-date, guests that we have coming, when they're coming, times, dates, that sort of thing. And I will tell you, and I'm not going to announce it right now, but I will tell you that coming in early July, we have someone from All My Children, someone else from All My Children. And so if you're excited about Sal, I know you guys love All My Children, so we're trying to get as many of the cast members as we can on, as you know, as we're able to get them on and their schedules permit, because we're trying to bring them up close and personal to you all, being such diehard fans of the show. So we have someone else coming, and we'll announce that soon, but we're going to kind of keep it under wraps for the time being. But I think you'll be very excited as you were to hear from Sal tonight. So, again, thank you to everyone. Thank you to our special guest, Sal Stowers. And I hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Remember, it's Friday Eve, so be safe and enjoy it. And we'll be back here probably sometime next week. I'm not even sure when. Let me look at my schedule. Yeah, it looks like we're going to be back the latter part of next week. So just stay tuned for that and follow us on Twitter to stay up to date on all the goings and comings just Behind the Mic Radio. And I am your host, Dawn Mack. Thank you and good night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.